Republicans, Democrats, doesn't matter. For decades, there just haven't been real solution to, as the governor would say, fixing the damn roads.
Yeah.
And it has been a bipartisan failure where there just hasn't been enough funding. There hasn't been enough seriousness into fixing and maintaining Michigan's roadways. Well, there does seem to be at least real proposals on the table to handle road repairs here in the state of Michigan. Also, lots of big infrastructure projects happening here all around Metro Detroit, including just down the road from where we are at the Fisher Building with the new Gordie Howe Bridge. It's the topic of Mobility Makers today, brought to you by Bridgestone. Getting people down the road matters, but getting generations down them, that's what really matters. Bridgestone, visit whatreallymatters.com to learn more. We welcome in Michael Griffey, the Detroit Metro leader for AECOM and the contributing columnist for the Detroit Free Press. Michael, good morning to you.
Thank you so much for having me. Good morning.
Well, let's start with the roads, because that is the issue that we deal with every single day. And we see the orange cones, the orange barrels all around.
Everywhere.
All around Michigan.
Everywhere.
And there does seem to at least be a push. There are proposals in Lansing right now from both the Republicans and Democrats that seem to at least near the funding total needed to address our roads.
Yeah, you know, we actually see a lot more orange cones over the last 5 years because the governor floated a $3.5 billion bond issuance. But those funds are getting ready to dry up. This is the fifth and final year of that program. And everyone knows that there needs to be sustainable funding. Our roads need it. They're deteriorating. And if we wait any longer, there's going to be an economic impact and there's a safety impact to drivers and pedestrians.
Michael, you know, you pointed out that paying for road repairs basically comes down to a couple of options here. You raise taxes or you cut spending somewhere else. So why is it so hard for the lawmakers in either party to get the public to buy into either option?
Well, you know, like I wrote about in the Free Press piece, you know, fixing the damn roads is something we all agree on. Paying to fix the damn roads is the hard part, right? And, you know, I think the two competing proposals that we see, there's a lot of, you know, in the Michigan budget, there's a lot of what I would call sacred cows. The business attraction piece that the governor is holding on to for real, there's some real opportunities for job creation in Michigan. You know, Project Grid, a microchip factory that would need some SOAR credits in order to attract what could be 10,000 jobs to Michigan. Speaker Hall calls to end that program in order to pay to fix the road. So there's things that people care about very deeply. When it comes to cuts, it's you want cuts, but not don't cut my thing. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what we're really seeing. But I think the governor and the speaker, even though their proposals are not completely aligned, they both agree that there has to be cuts in order to get a sustainable funding source, which I think is good that there's alignment there.
How did we get here that our state has spent the less per capita on road maintenance than other states?
Really, it's just been a cobbling of putting Band-Aids as the wound gets bigger and bigger. You know, when we don't have a sustainable road funding plan like most other states, we have to do emergency fixes, and we can only do just enough to get us by. Well, the bill's coming due now because there's a point now that there is no more opportunity for Band-Aid fixes. We have to have comprehensive things. And we've seen that with the My Roads Ahead bond money. There's been huge. I-75 is a big example of that. The I-75 modernization project. We're seeing that with I-375 that's going to be starting early works this fall. So there's a need to actually get it done at this moment, and we can't wait any longer.
Is hypothetically, let's say we get a road deal, some sort of hybrid between what the speaker has proposed and what the governor has proposed. Is that going to be sustainable? Is there concern that this is a one-time bill and that would be it?
No. Both proposals that the governor and the speaker have are sustainable. These are general fund dollars that is in the budget that would be rededicated toward road funding. So this would not be one time. This would definitely be sustainable. It's just what will be cut and what revenue would be raised. Now, the governor's plan causes for tax increases. And this would be to businesses like Amazon and Walmart, folks that use heavy truck traffic and use the roads much more. Speaker Hall's proposal calls for mostly cuts for business attraction, the mega credits that go to the General Motors of the world, the SOAR credits that go to attract new businesses. So he's really pitting business attraction against roads, which I think has some is political in nature, to say the least.
Michael Griffey is the Detroit Metro leader for AECOM and contributing columnist for the Detroit Free Press. Michael, you know, when you start talking about toll roads, that's a pretty touchy subject here in Michigan. What would you say to a driver that's listening right now who's hears like the word toll and says, nope, don't want a toll here?
I grew up in Pennsylvania. It's okay. It's all right.
Like right. Calm down, right?
Yeah.
Well, and here's the thing, right? When you think about raising revenue, gas tax, you know, who pays the brunt of gas tax are Michigan residents, right? Toll roads are taxing people that are using the road themselves. And when I think about potential toll locations, I'm thinking about the folks from Chicago that are driving up 131 mm-hmm. going to West Michigan, or the Chicago folks that are going to Ann Arbor. And now you're not just putting the burden on the Michigan resident, but you're also putting the burden on, you're sharing the burden with folks that maybe don't live in Michigan, but use our roads. So that's kind of, we have to kind of change our paradigm in looking at what toll roads mean. And it should be for routes that folks from out of Michigan that use our roads should be paying their fair share.
Well, full disclosure in your article here, your company is looking at something cool where you wouldn't have to put all those gates and things up and spend all that upfront money.
Yes. Yeah, vision-based tolling. So MDOT did a study a couple years ago about potential tolling, and the cost is super high. Every one of those toll booths costs $1 to $2 million. And it'll take years to actually set up. You know the big toll booths we've
been through.
Vision-based tolling is different. Imagine something that looks kind of like a cell phone that's attached to an existing pole. Camera systems that cost very little, and drivers don't have to pay a monthly fee for the actual toll access. This is a low-cost way to be able to get online and to have tolling begin without the huge upfront cost and the time consideration. It's something that we're piloting. We're leading a pilot project with Utah Department of Transportation, and we've actually seen 15 toll booths that came online in about 3 months, which most likely would have taken about 3.5 years to get and a cost 10 times the amount.
Mm. Well, it's something to consider, and I think we should be putting a little more stock in that, especially as Michigan has become much more of a destination over the last 10, 20 years or so. We appreciate you sharing your lucrative thoughts in your quarterly column with us as you wrote in the Free Press.
I hope you sense the sarcasm.
Yeah, certainly. Michael Griffey, thank you so much for your time, your insight, and we'll talk again very soon.
Thanks so much.
Yep, you got it. We'll take a break. Things that are old that just aren't around anymore. It's next on JR Morning.